the best learning thing is to give something hands-on,
yes,
and to be there. And when you come, if there's some problem, now I train my fellows like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Rhinoplasty Podcast with me, Dr. Cameron McIntosh. So we're in season three. We're doing live face-to-face interviews, and we're coming to you from Verona with the EAFPS 2023 meeting. And I'm very excited about the guy I've managed to track down. He's a mover and shaker of note. He's just flown in from Istanbul. Emre Ilhan, so nice to have you on the show, man.
Welcome. I'm nice to meet you again, Cameron.
So, this is, for me, really cool to be able to sit here and talk to you, because I was in Istanbul just 2 days, 3 days ago. I visited, I saw Tio and Barish. I just had to fly through there. Now I'm here chatting to you. So, first thing, tell the listeners a little bit about who are you? Because this is listened all around the world.
Yeah. So, thank you. Also, thank you for doing such a great thing to leave some benchmarks in the history of facial plastic surgery in Europe. So, I was born and raised in Istanbul,
yeah.
And I always wanted to go to medical school because my mama was a biology teacher.
No,
so we were I was always like very interested in this, and she was always telling me that you have the handcraft to do something as a surgeon. So that's why I went to medical school in Izmir, Ege University.
Okay.
And then I was there like six years. Then I was a guitar player.
Oh, yes.
Then I become a cover band member,
yeah.
And then we were playing rock music. And then I interested in the guitars and how they make it.
Yeah.
And I from the third grade in the medical school, I started to work with a crazy guy who is crafting the guitars with handmade crafts, yeah, electro guitars and bass guitars. And I started to work with him as a carpenter. Like selecting the right wood,
yeah, yeah.
And how we combine the because you know the wood is something that living like a cartilage.
Yes, yes,
So the maybe sometimes you see in the furniture that it goes somewhere, it
yeah,
bends.
Yeah, yeah.
So the main thing in guitar making, electric guitar making, is to combine the pieces of different woods.
Yeah.
For example, maple
and
yeah, yes. Yeah. So you stick them. Very, very powerful steel, things,
yeah,
chemicals.
Yeah.
And then you like calculate and measure how the two pieces of the, for example, the one guitar has one different wood here and one different wood here. These are different here, trees.
Okay.
So the thing is, I did some kind of carpenter craft for 3 years at the end of, and 3 years of the medical school. So then after that, I went to the ENT.
Yeah.
I didn't think that I would be like rushed into this rhinoplasty world and always like for years and years thinking and dreaming about something about the cartilages and
yeah, yeah.
And how we combine and how we suture them. This was a surprise for me because when I come to the residency hospital,
yes.
It was a very busy hospital.
Was it still in Izmir or
no,
in
Istanbul.
Okay.
I switched to Istanbul. Then, at the same night shift, at the first night shift of my residency,
yeah.
I met with Süreyya.
No way.
Yes, this was my turning point of my fate or something.
Yes.
You see,
yes.
Then he told me I'm also night shift. I was in the night shift and we talked all night, and then he saw that I'm very interested in this kind of like sculpturing,
yeah.
And doing something, you know. From something to something, like evolving something. So then he started to take me to his operation. But he was also learning because the year was like 2000.
Okay.
So he was just been to some courses in Europe, and he was just back to Istanbul. And he has a big energy to do some kind of rhinoplasty work.
Yes.
And he was a very delicate surgeon. I was trained with him. He operated me.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell like we learned rhinoplasty from Sreya. He learned on us because he has this thing. He when he has a nurse, when he has a resident or fellow,
yeah.
He always operates.
Really?
He just offers that let's operate you. he learned on us. So then in my residency, I was very lucky to see. The good Turkish surgeons when they are doing it, and then I started to do my own works after the residency. So he told me that you go to the Asian side, you do your own clinic, you can do now. Sreya supported me so much about this. And then I started, and it was the era of the Facebook, like newly coming. There was no Facebook. So there were some forums and the things. And I always wanted to do so much because I was telling that I will do my best of the best. And I will have so good results that these old results in the future will be sending me, because they're walking advertisements.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I knew this before because I went to Boston for American Academy meeting. So I saw that they are thinking differently from us.
Yeah.
They are thinking marketing. They are thinking about how you show your result,
yes.
And they are thinking about what is success and what is not. So
yes.
this I've been to one congress part which is about marketing for 3 days. They leave 3 days for marketing. There was like psychiatrists, they were like social media people,
and
they're talking about forums, they were talking about. So then I had a blink there. I call them satoris in my life. Like I do meditation, I do transcendental meditation for 20 years, and in the meditation you have satoris.
Yes.
Satori is a causeless enlightenment.
Yes.
You don't know why, but you have some answers about something. So then I told to myself, Emre, this is your thing. You love this, and you will be going on this, but you will be doing everything right.
Yes.
Like, and then the Facebook came out, and it's interesting that I am the first man who took photographs with his patient, and like my beloved patient Alicia is like in her 10th day, and she is feeling very right, and we did this kind of nose. So this was like first a patient just told me that let's do it, and I put to my Facebook, and it was wow, likes and like so many comments, good comments. So she was like 10 days, she had the cast. But I started to do this. So first of all, our old guys was just criticizing me. Oh, he's a social media guy.
Yeah.
But you know, now I foreseen what will happen in the future.
Yeah.
Everybody should be in the social media in somehow. And also we will be in somewhere in social media to announce this. So my story started with Sreya making lots of in the residency, assisting so much noses. And he is a guy, he gives me also freedom to, Emre, you do this now. I will watch. Then he corrects it. The best learning thing is to give something hands-on and to be there. And when you come, if there's some problem. Now I train my fellows like this. Yeah,
but at what stage? So your fellow, how many months must he be in before you starting to let him do a few things?
It's a good question. It is different in every surgeon.
Yeah.
It because they are not residents who comes to me.
Yes.
In Turkey, we have a team of 5 surgeons, 1 plastic surgeon now, and I'm training all of them. But I'm looking to their results, and I can guess their hands how they are, and not only the hand, eye. Eye is so important. I mean, the eye is the aesthetic sensation and proportional feeling. This is the thing that we should have all. Like I call it the eye, because you know a musician should have the ear.
Yes.
You know what I mean. So the thing is, the eye is so important, because when I see a result, I can tell you that proportional eye. This is a result. This is a result of a very proportional and trained eye. And I always tell in my residents, to my fellows, and in my meetings, I always say, train your eye. Train. This is the most important. I trained my eye with good results in the first days of my residencies. That's why I was so in love and I wanted to do this. And then I started to work with my clinic. And with the social media and forums that I learned from Americans, that I used them also. I didn't learn also from Toriumi to the spread of grabs and flaps.
The business side of it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is very important, because if you love something, you need patience. You love this and you need patience. But you have good results. Like, for example, 10 patients you operated and you are very, very like excited to have patients. And you need more patients to make it like to make yourself satisfied with yourself and to have the blessing from the people,
yes,
with your with your results, with you do something and they bless you for this. This is a thing. It's more than any drugs, anything that satisfies us. We all surgeons, in my perspective, all surgeons are addicted to serotonin and dopamine and these adrenaline. So we have an addiction of having blessing with our results and what we do.
So then, of course, he
should show them, because I have a saying in my congresses that result is the king, because they were writing to Instagram. And hearing that he is making people call them king. No, I'm not the king. Result is the king. Because I do something, the young ones are king, because I good. They want to see examples, like with their fashion, with their talking, with their everything. Yeah. They want to see some heroes, like for them, because he's a resident. He wants to do rhinoplasty, and he sees neighbor in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
There is a guy called Emre. He's doing good stuff, and he's sharing it. And now he has some hope to become like Emre. These are the things.
Yes, Emre, it's so nice to listen to you. Okay, so wait, let's just get back to this thing about meditation. Because you've got to be busy with what you're doing. I mean, you're running courses, I understand it as well.
Yes.
You are all over the social media. You're working, you're training residents, fellows.
Yes.
Just let's get back to this little thing that you spoke about, meditation. Because you need to kind of center yourself before you run on the day. Does that happen throughout the day?
No. I do two times every day. I do two times, like 20 minutes and 20 minutes meditation. We call it a transcendental meditation.
Yeah.
It's coming from, of course, from the southeast of Asia.
Yeah.
So you have a mantra, and you repeat the mantra with nothing willing, like willing nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you repeat. Then you become in an area of conscious. What I mean that you're conscious, but you are like sleeping.
Yes.
And you feel everything like.
Wow,
like,
and is that normally when you have those moments of insight of what you're going to do next?
Yes.
Really?
Because for them, you know, Atman and Brahma, you should go to the Brahma to. And it makes me like, sometimes in the past, I was like, I'm not now older. I was not sleeping so many, like only 4 hours, 5 hours was enough for me.
Yeah.
But I was meditating two times, and it is like a good sleep also. But conscious sleep. You think about the problems. They come. You don't think. They come to you. Sometimes the solutions also.
Okay, now I want to ask you another. Like, Istanbul is the epicenter of rhinoplasty. With the big guns are there. I mean, Goxel's there, Barış is there, Tio's there, you there, Selinda's here, there. It's a lot of guys. So it's kind of weird. You got to be friends, but you kind of competition at the same time.
Yes, of course. This is the problem.
It's difficult for you guys.
But this is the. At first of all, we were with Barış big competition, but we talked and we just overcome so many things.
Yep.
But still, you should be, when you're getting your name is getting bigger, you do something. You should be like in smaller inside of yourself.
Yeah.
So. Yep. I never, last 5 years, I never think about any competition.
Yeah.
Because now we have the names, we have the patients, we have the money, we have the things. Our children is going to good schools. This is not the thing. You should be like a little bit controlling your ego when you have this much competition. Because but the Istanbul thing, which makes Istanbul like this, is the guys like us. Because we are so ambitious, we were so ambitious, Barış, me. Göksel and Shreya is the little bit upper generation.
Yeah.
Also, that they have some kind of, they are in the competition, but we saw from each other, he's doing this, I should do this, he's doing this. It's like a ladder that you climb.
Exactly,
and Istanbul just climbed the ladder like this because of these people. All these people are teachers. Also, Fazıl, you know, he has a tremendous effort on the academies, learning objectives, and you know, in the COVID time, webinars. He's one in a million men, Fazıl. He's so hardworking. So hardworking. You know, I can't be like this. I respect Fazıl, not because he was my teacher in Ege University.
Yeah.
He was when I was a student. Yeah. I know him so many times. He's like my grandson of my child. But these are not the thing. I respect him because of his hard working. He's putting the line so high. Yeah. So these people are also Shreya is giving and teaching And he told me, I taught you so many things. You will teach everyone.
And that's
give
what
me
you
a
did.
Promise.
So this leads me to my next topic and question I want to chat to you about is your course that you run. So I had a quick look, and you're going to have to tell the listeners how to actually log on and get there. But what is this? So many Brazilian guys on your course. What have they got to do with Istanbul, the Brazilians?
Yeah, so, I know Mario Ferraz. He's my good friend. And also José Carlos Neves is like my brother. So we formed a small friendship and a family circle with these two guys. They are so good surgeons, so good person. Pure Heart. We call them the Pure Heart Rhinoplasty Group. Like, we are always like teaching, sharing. And with Mario, I've been introduced to Wilson Davis. Wilson Davis is their mentor, and he's a very fun guy. He's a very good guy. So he's telling me that Mario and Carlos are my sons, and you are my grandson. Okay. And he's saying you are a good surgeon. I know a good surgeon from how he holds the scalpel like this. He loved me, and I did one live surgery in Lajeado like 4 or 5 years ago. So then all the Brazilian colleagues, but they have a big, really big, love on rhinoplasty in Brazil, Colombia, and Mexico. Big love about this.
No, it's amazing.
Yes, they we started with Mario with the all-in-one rhinoplasty meeting. He was the one. Then the Carlos, then the other guys. Then it becomes like a very famous course in the South America.
Yeah.
And also now it's becoming, we had last year Chinese participants.
No,
it's very rare in European meetings. And I told them, you should move to European Academy because we should be forming good relations with them.
So when is your next meeting?
It's in May. The big meeting is in May.
In May 2024, eh?
Yes, 2024.
And if they come to the meeting, what are some of the things they're going to learn there?
So the thing is, we have so many Turkish young surgeons who they are dealing with so much ethnic noses, so much mestizonosis. To Turkey, to Istanbul, everybody flies because Turkish Airlines is flying to everywhere. So we have African patients, we have mestizonosis, so they can learn. And the courses, the meeting is more focused on reshaping.
Yeah.
Because for me, in my perspective, the rhinoplasty will go to this. From preservation, it will go everything with reshaping with preservation, reshaping with structure. So we focus, everything is focused on reshaping. With the burrs, with the piezo, with everything.
Yeah.
With Bowie, whatever they use. And it's a very intense one. Like every 8 minutes, 7 minutes, there's a new speaker. I think we did good, but we should do better.
That's
next year.
Great.
Yeah.
You keep on pushing for more stuff.
And we will have good surgeons from the good surgeons, live surgeries.
Yeah.
So live surgery is a good thing. And we have pre-recorded live surgeries.
Okay, that's quite helpful,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah. Like you did in the meeting.
Yeah. So last two things I wanted to ask you is, what does Emre İlhan do when he's not doing rhinoplasty?
Usually now I'm spending time with my two children because one is 7 years old, one is 2.5. So two boys.
Ooh,
yes. They are always coming to my meetings. They know. They think that they are surgeons as well. So we in the summertime I always go to Bodrum House. We have a house in Bodrum, and we play there. We invent something. We have good. Yeah. Nowadays only this and reading books. I try to read books about biographies of people. Even I listen to YouTube biography channels when I'm showering, when I'm doing something. Yes, this is because that's why I respected what you are doing here. You are making benchmarks that you are putting us into the history of facial plastic surgery in Europe. So this is a big effort also.
No, it's amazing. I mean, it's not just Europe; it's in the world. People because they see this guy out there. But who is he? What makes him tick? One more question. Do you still play guitar?
Yes.
And are you still in a rock band?
No, I don't have a band, but I wish. I think in a couple of years I will be forming a band.
Because Carlos is also a bit of a musician.
Yes, we sometimes sing together. I also sing.
That's cool.
In the past, yeah.
Emre, man, it's lovely, man. Just like a breath of fresh air chatting to you.
It's a big opportunity for us.
Thank you for coming to take time off. I mean, you and your business.
It's my big pleasure.
And really, I think just carry on how you are pushing rhinoplasty around the world. It's really cool.
No, I told to Carlos also. Carlos, you will be the president. And we need young stars. We need to share everything. And we need to, like a rock star, you see, like... Why people admire to these pop stars and not? Because they are the pioneers. They are, they dress good, they talk good, they share something. In our perspective, it should be like we should be letting someone coming like a star, like good, doing rhinoplasties, disciplined surgeon, but also a good person. And not jealous of this guy, this guy. This is what this is not. I never do something to if somebody saying this is jealous of you. I said, what to do?
Yeah. Guys, thank you for listening. Imre, thank you for being on the show, and we'll chat again next week, guys.
Yeah.
Shot. For those of you who are only listening to this on a podcast platform, please try and reach out and get onto YouTube, because on our YouTube channel, we've got some really cool clips where I interview the guests.